Halftime of Life. The First Kings, chapter 19, verses 1-8. Let us turn to a book of the First Kings, chapter 19, verses 1-8. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them." Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there, while he himself went a day's journey into the desert. He came to a broom tree, sat down under it and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life, I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep. All at once an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread baked over hot coals, and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time, and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. In sports games, after the first half game had been played, they have a break in between the first half and the second half. They prepare for the second half in that break time. This break time in between two games is called as a half time. Jesus as well, while he was doing ministry, when he was tired, he slept for the next ministry. As we live our lives, the time that we get to rest, this time is not about a full stop, but it is a comma. In other words, it is not the end, but it is a time of rest in order for us to prepare for the next round. A retired pastor told me that his life has ended now. I told him no. This time after your retirement is half time for you to prepare for the second life. Retirement is not about the full stop, but it is a comma. It is your half time that you get to rest for a bit for the creative work that you will be doing in your second round. I saw that he was delighted as he heard me saying that. He was given strength. In our lives, being able to use the half time well is wisdom. In the lives of people, having a time of rest is absolutely compulsory. Through rest, people get energized, they get to relax, and spiritually as well, they can keep up having faith that is healthy. This time of rest is half time. Human beings are different from machines. Through rest, people need to have time of appropriate recharging. Proper recharging becomes driving force that increases efficiency. People that know the meaning of rest actually have a very low rate of having failure. Among people that are very hardcore, that push themselves too hard, there is none that is happy. Also, among the group of people that are really obsessed about taking care of their health, actually they are not healthy. Sports activities as well, if the amount of activities that people do is appropriate, then it can work as medicine, but if they exercise too much, then it becomes a poison. I heard that, at least, one day in a week needs rest, otherwise, the tension will build in joints or ligaments, so a possibility of having accident becomes very high. Even people that are used to mountain climbing, when they climb the mountain area that is higher than 2,000 meters high, then they must have a break in the middle and then restart climbing. Otherwise, if they continue to go up, then it is the same as committing a suicide. They must have a break in the middle in order for them to reach to the top in safety. To reach the top, having a break time is a must and it is called as a half time. In music scores, there are commas, too. If the music scores do not have commas, then that song cannot be sung till the very end. Being able to have a break is wisdom. Having a life that is busy and full on does not mean that this life is efficient. A person that does not know the importance of having a rest is prone to be easily exhausted and have tendency to have chronic fatigue. A person like this struggles physically in life as well as spiritually. We really need to have a time of rest. A time of rest is more than important than a time of work. The busier the work, we must be able to plan the time of rest as well. God created the world in 6 days and after that, on the seventh day, He had a time of rest. The purpose of resting on the seventh day for Him was to give rest for the human beings. Like this, having a time of rest is compulsory in the lives of human beings. But, having a time of rest is different from a time of entertainment. People that are unable to differentiate between the time of rest and time of entertainment think that time of rest is a wasting of time. But it is not true in fact. Having the time of rest is not a time wasted but it is a time that they get to recharge for tomorrow. If a car battery runs out, then a car is not able to move. It is the same as our lives. Without recharging, we are unable to run continuously. We need to be recharged. But, some people think about the time of entertainment while they are working. And when they are having a time of entertainment, they think about work. There are people that are unable to rest. When it is a break time, when it is a time to rest, then everything needs to be put down, and needs to enjoy the time. But rather than the culture of having a rest, our culture has developed the culture of entertainment even more. These days, it is a holiday time. After having holidays, people need to be energized, but I see some people are more exhausted and look tired even more. When people go on holidays overseas, then they get up at 4 in the morning and they travel in a car for more than 10 hours. It is because they think that it is a good trip, if they go to many places. When they are back, they are exhausted. It is not really a trip that makes you relaxed and recharged but it is a labor. If I see people from podium, even people that went on holidays look more tired and exhausted. They do not look recharged. We need wisdom to be able to have a break properly. People need 3 kinds of rest. First of all, a physical rest is needed. Let us read verse 4. While he himself went a day's journey into the desert, he came to a broom tree, sat down under it and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life, I am no better than my ancestors. Time of rest is actually a recharge for tomorrow. Have a look at Elijah, that appears in our passage today. He was a person of power, that was able to get fire from the heaven above. For 3 years and 6 months, he made rain to come down, and also he made them to stop. He was a person of miracle. Even though Elijah was with God like this, when King Ahab tried to kill him, he fled away. While he was fleeing away, he got really exhausted. He sat down under a broom tree, and even asked God to take his life away from him. From this we can see that he was very tired. For the next ministry, God allowed him to rest under a broom tree. This is half time. Human beings have spirit as well as body. A rest of body is important as well. Body is a bowl that holds spirit, so if body is broken then a spirit also leaves from it. We have responsibility to look after our body well that has been given by God. Having a set schedule or taking care of body, and not overworking is a faith that has wisdom. In the past, Professor Sungdal Yang at Koshan University, studied abroad in Netherlands and he was a capable, young professor. He was a pastor. But when he was young, he got ill, and passed away. Before he passed away, his fellow pastors went to see him. They heard him saying that I did not know that having a rest was also a part of ministry. That is right. So, God chose a day of rest, for happy lives of human beings. In Genesis, chapter 2, verse 2, it says, by the seventh day God had finished the work he had been doing, so on the seventh day he rested from all his work. By the seventh day God had finished the work. Also, in Genesis, chapter 2, verse 3, it says, and God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. The Lord also, when he got tired, he stopped working for a bit and slept. This is half time. As we saw Elijah lying down under a broom tree, I hope you will realize the meaning of true rest, and hope you will have victory both were in spiritual sense as well as physical sense. One day, Aesop was playing very happily with young children. One person that was passing by saw this Aesop and criticized him by saying, that how come that adult is not acting as a grown-up adult? He acts like a child. But Aesop that heard that, held the bow of a sting instrument. He loosened the bow. And he said like this. I am having a time like this loosened bow. If the bow is tightened at all times, then a bow eventually breaks. For the next round of performance, a bow needs to be loosened. It is for the better performance next time. That is right. This is a halftime of life. People in modern time live their lives like this type bow. They live strained lives and in reality, they forget about rest even more. As if a music score does not have any comma or a pause, like playing a music score that is like that, people live their lives ignoring the tuning of their lives. It is not very wise. God saw Elijah that got exhausted. He allowed him to rest under a broom tree. God gave him water and allowed him to rest. This is a half time for the better ministry work. At the time of French atheism revolution, to stop people from coming to church services on Sunday, there was a time that they changed a 7-day week to 10-day week. As soon as it was in effect, productivity of all industries decreased by 40%. After that, they changed from 10-day week to 7-day week again. Principle of creation as well, according to this, if you have worked for 6 days, then you get 1 day of rest. Land as well, if you have worked on the land for 6 years, then for a year afterwards, you let that land to rest. Then, that land becomes even more bountiful and fertile. It is exactly the same as body. If there is no rest, then it is the same as a machine that breaks down. Eagerness and being obsessed with work are two very different things. Being obsessed with work becomes a deadly illness. Addiction does not only include things like alcohol and marijuana. What is even scarier addiction is addiction with work. Some people mistakenly think that having a rest time is such a lazy thing. And they feel that they should not have a rest, because they regard it as a lazy thing. But, people that are addicted with work, actually have no creativity and have no vision with passion. Some people live their lives with their phones attached to their ears. If they do not get phone calls, then they feel insecure. There are people that are really busy without doing anything important. In the bodies of human beings, there are biorhythms. When we live our lives according to the cycles of biorhythms, we are able to keep up with having healthy spirit and body. Time as well, being able to manage the time well is wisdom. Sleeping time, resting time, time of paying attention and concentrating on something, having a set schedule also would allow our bodies to rest physically. Also, we need rest in our hearts. In the 1 Kings, chapter 19, verse 4, the latter part of this verse says, Elijah came to a broom tree, sat down under it and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. When Elijah was chased after King Ahab, probably he was very tired physically, but also he would have been very worried. Elijah that sat under a broom tree, even asked the Lord to take his life away from him. He was feeling very insecure. We can see that he was also very worried. If we have that kind of anxiety in us, we are unable to fully relax. Heart is soul. In other words, a relaxation of our heart becomes the root for our physical rest. For the rest of our hearts, we need to remember 3 things. Relaxation of heart comes from peace of mind. Proverbs, chapter 17, verse 22 says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." Even the body is having a rest, but there is anxiety, insecurity and pain in the heart, then it would not be a true rest. When a heart is troubled, Even though you are traveling through mountains and fields, would you be fully relaxed? Have a look at people that are corrupted. Even when they are having a rest in a very good place, would they be really well rested? They need to sort the root problem in order to get real rest in their hearts. Also, the relaxation of heart comes from love. Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 17, it says, "Better a meal of vegetables, where there is love, than a fattened calf with hatred." I heard that these days, runaway teenagers are not just a problem of our youth. In the past, we talked about the runaway teenagers as our social issue. But I heard that this has become our issue of our society, as there are adults that run away from their homes. Last year, out of all the runaway people, 70% of them were not teenagers, but they were adults. The biggest proportion was due to the conflicts with other family members at home. Because of the conflicts, a husband leaves home. A wife leaves home. Parents leave home. They fight with each other and they hate each other. Even you go up the mountain area and visit all sorts of beautiful places, would your hearts be at peace? Love needs to be restored. Also, relaxation of heart comes from hope. A person that has dreams does not get mentally exhausted. Have a look at Jacob in the Bible. Jacob worked very hard during the day despite the heat. At night, he worked hard despite coldness. But there was no mention in the Bible that he was exhausted or got burnt out. It was because he had hope in him in his heart. Although he was a servant to someone, he had a dream of becoming a richer person in his heart, so he did not get burnt out. If you enjoy what you are doing, you do not get exhausted. When you are reading a book, if you are reading it for a test, then you get extremely tired. But if you want to read that book and start reading, then it helps you to mentally relax. When I read a book that I want, I feel most comfortable. When a businessman has a lot of work to do, he feels tired but is very glad. In contrast, when he has nothing to do, mentally and physically, he feels very exhausted. Someone came up to me in the past and told me this. He lost his work and did not have anything to do for 6 months. He was hospitalized in that time. He told me that having no work was the most difficult task for me. After having no work for 6 months, his nose bled. More than anything else, human beings need rest in hearts. Also, we need spiritual break. In the 1 Kings, chapter 19, verse 5 says, "Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep. All at once an angel touched him and said, 'Get up and eat.'" Let us read verse 7. "The angel of the Lord came back a second time, and touched him and said, 'Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you.'" Let us pay close attention to a part where it says, "touched him." A word "touched" comes up twice. In other words, spiritually he was touched by God. He was comforted by God. In this time, I pray in Jesus' name that the hands of God will touch you all. If God touches, there is no issue that will not be solved. When God touches our ill bodies, we get to experience healing. When we are feeling lonely, if the hands of God touch us, we get to experience comfort. When we failed as well, if the hands of God touch us, we get to experience the grace of restoration. When you are fed up, when you are burnt down, when you are feeling low, I pray in Jesus' name that the hands of God will touch you all. The true relaxation is in the arms of God. We need to get back to the arms of God in order to get true rest. Have a look at a prodigal son. After he left home, he got sick. He failed and he then thought about returning home. He remembered home of his father. When he returned and asked his father to accept him as one of his servants, his father told him that, "You are not a servant, you are my son." Even though a son did a lot of wrong things in the past and returned home, he is not a servant, he is a heritor. A servant and a son are very different. A servant gets paid for the work derived, and the relationship ends there. But a son is a heritor. We are children of God and we are heritors. Even though we committed a lot of wrongdoings in the past, do not flee away from Him, but return to the arms of God. In the arms of God, there is a true rest and a true comfort. My dear family in Christ, in our lives, we need a time of rest like half-time. Even though they're a person that is very strong in faith, and always lives in grace, this person also gets exhausted at times, spiritually and physically. Elijah was like that as well. But do not worry. There are hands of God that touch us. There are hands of God that comfort us. God that touched Elijah, God that comforted Elijah by giving him manna and water. God that strengthened Elijah to get up again, as in verse 8, it says, "So he got up and ate and drank." Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. If there is someone that has been exhausted and burnt down, where you have fallen down, where you have been exhausted, where you have been ill, where you have been failed, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that the hands of God will touch you, comfort you and make you stand up again. I bless you all in the name of Jesus. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.